Chapter 5. Between the Matches. Langston Hughes was an important black author who saw the fight that night. He wrote, "I walked down 7th Avenue and saw men crying like children and women sitting with their heads in their hands." When the news came that Joe Louis was knocked out, people across the country cried. Louis was the pride of the black community. A kid at the drugstore cried and said to his father, "When he was winning, it was like we were all winning. We all had a chance." "Yes," replied his father, "but now that he's lost, it's just another Negro getting beaten up by a white man." There are no pictures of Joe after the fight because he didn't allow anyone to photograph him. Joe blamed himself for the loss. He had been too sure of himself and had not trained seriously. He knew that he had spent too much time playing golf, his new hobby. Blackburn had warned him that the muscles he used in golf were different to those he needed for boxing, but he hadn't listened. Joe was only 22, and he felt he had disappointed his people. He had strong shoulders, but the guilt was a heavy burden to carry. Schmeling stayed a week in New York, and everywhere he went, people patted him on the back and said, "We knew you could do it." He returned to Germany and was greeted by an adoring crowd. He appeared on the balcony of the Frankfurt Town Hall and gave his fans a Nazi salute, something he would later regret. The next day, Max was invited to have lunch with Hitler. He brought the film recording of the fight, and he, his wife, his mother, and several others joined the Führer for a screening. Hitler, who had always loved boxing, ordered it to be shown throughout Germany. It was called Max Schmeling's Victory, a German victory. In the United States, boxing fans heard about the Nazi salute and Max's afternoon with Hitler, and their feelings about him began to change. All Joe could think about was another chance against Schmeling. "I wanted that return match so much I could taste it. I had been humiliated, and I had to prove to everyone that I was the best heavyweight around." Joe felt very guilty about his loss, but he never doubted his abilities. He just wanted to train and then get back in the ring again with Max. Joe's manager, Mike Jacobs, knew that Joe's return fight against Max would not be soon, and nobody was going to give him a chance to win the world title yet. The rules of the game had changed. Jim Braddock was still the champion, but Max Schmeling was suddenly considered to be the world's best boxer. 8 weeks after his loss to Schmeling, Joe knew he must make a comeback. His first fight was on the 18th of August 1936 against the ex-world champion Jack Sharkey. At 34 years old, Sharkey was well past his prime, and by the second round, he had been on the floor twice. It was all over by the third round, and Joe Louis was the winner. After the fight, Sharkey announced that he was going to retire. He was philosophical about his loss. "Youth must be served," he said. "Louis will find that out. He'll also be 34 someday." Sharkey also predicted that Louis would easily beat Schmeling the next time. Max, who had watched the fight carefully, said that Sharkey had fought stupidly. He also said that he had noticed a few more mistakes in Louis's boxing that he hadn't seen before, and insisted that he could beat Joe every time. But everyone understood that Joe and Max weren't going to meet again in the ring until one of them had beaten the heavyweight champion of the world, Jim Braddock, and taken his title. Braddock was a very popular champion. He was nicknamed the Cinderella Man after he had shocked the world and defeated Max Beyer for the heavyweight title against all odds. But he was already in his 30s and at the end of his career. Both Braddock and his trainers knew that this would probably be his last big fight, and his final opportunity to make some money for his retirement. Braddock didn't care if he fought Joe or Max. He would fight the one who could bring the most money. In that case, Schmeling was the natural challenger. But Mike Jacobs, Joe's manager, had a few weapons to persuade Braddock to fight Lewis instead.